Welcome, guys, back to another edition of Hot Topics. We got a good one for you this evening. As you see the title, it states, white supremacists repeatedly called a black West Palm Beach officer the N-word. We're going to talk about that N-word here on Hot Topics this evening. I hope you had a wonderful day today. My day was great. First, before we get started, I want to give a shout out to Tyron Sweet Treats up in Hickory, North Carolina. I had a chance to stop by her facility and grab a piece of her sweet potato. Generally, I don't do this, but throw it to the side like that. Yes, sweet potato pie pound cake. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You guys, you see me. I'm getting ready to indulge into this bad booger right here. And before we do that, let's go ahead, because this is going to be a good subject this evening on Hot Topics. So if anyone want to join in on the broadcast this evening, more so to go to StreamYard, StreamYard.com/BH5X3Z28VE. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to indulge into Tyron Sweet Treats sweet potato pie pound cake. Yes, I stretched that word. I love me some sweet potatoes. And people who know me know that I got a sweet tooth right over here for some good old sweet potato. And I ain't going to say, if it ain't that good. I just might say, if it's all right. But if you get a, it's that good. Y'all, we're going to have to cancel this segment right here and come back at a later date, because I'm going to have to go ahead and finish this sweet potato right here. I got another one. We ain't going to do that. But Tyron, you did your thing, sweetie. You did your thing. You're going to get more business from Urban Voice Media, and it'll be yours truly. If you guys get a chance to go and visit her, her store is there in Hickory. The number there is 704-470-7810. Or you can reach her at Tyron, T-Y-R-A-N-L, the number 2@AOL.com. You can reach her there. She'd be more than happy to cater whatever situation that you have coming up in a rising event, birthday party, wedding, so be it. She had a lot. I'm just going to tell you guys something. I got the lemon, the key lime pie pound cake, the regular pound cake, two of the sweet potato pound cakes, sweet potato pie count, let me get that right. The pineapple pound cake, and there was another cake that I got. I can't remember what it was. But yes, I'm here to tell you, her stuff is moist. Real, real good. Going into the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to join us, you can join us there. Also, if you just want to call in, you can call into the show and give your thoughts in reference to the topic that we do have at hand right now. It is white supremacists repeatedly called a black West Palm Beach officer the N-word. And let's see what happened to this young gentleman who did this wonderful things to the police department down there in West Palm Beach, Florida. Before we get into that, what I'm going to do, I'm going to set it up, ladies and gentlemen, give you a gist as to the double standardism with police officers and how they handle people in the way they can handle everyone. As we go further into it, you will see one way of them handling it, another way of handling it, and the way they should handle it. With that being said, there is disclaimers, because there is vulgar speech being handed out throughout the video clippings that I'm going to show you too. So there is disclaimers. If you have children around, you don't want them to hear profanity words, please remove them right now before I go ahead and start this video. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A lot of us watch this unfold in front of our TV screens and on social media, and many sharing images like the ones you're seeing right now, comparing the police presence at the U.S. Capitol during the Black Lives Matter protests, that's on the right, versus yesterday's riot of far.
Now, as he state that, this right here is a 7-month difference from June 2020 to January 6, 2021. It's the same building. The Capitol. You see who's at the Capitol on June the 2nd, 2020, and who's at the Capitol January 6th, 2020. You see the difference of the look. We'll move forward.
A different scene. Wake up, Charlotte's Billie Jean Shaw. Now, joining us, contrasting the two at this point.
About 20 minutes before a mandatory curfew started Monday night, federal officers and National Guard troops outside the White House suddenly moved on peaceful protesters, hitting them with flash grenades and tear gas while shooting rubber bullets.
I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem.
Notice at the top, it says June 2020. He said he will deploy the military and solve the problem. June 2020.
For them.
Stunning images as rioters supporting President Trump overrun the Capitol, scuffling with...
You do not see military there. You see D.C. police. Double standards. 7 months later now.
Police. On the floor of the House, officers with guns drawn, with protesters just outside the door.
There was no guns drawn June 2020. Guns drawn January 2021.
Here you see rioters trying to break down a door, and you hear a gunshot.
But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you.
It was strange because it was...
You see all the chaos at the Capitol in 7 months after June 2020. No chaos at the Capitol. 7 months later, January 2021, chaos at the Capitol. I know you're asking, LB, what does this have to do with the white supremacists down in West Palm Beach?
Almost like there was this call to not use force. Had it been the same amount of people, but had they been black, we wouldn't have made it up those steps. We wouldn't have made it to be able...
It was the same, well, not the same type of people, but there was a protest. And there were blacks and whites there. And no, they didn't make it up to the Capitol because look who's there. Military. She meant well in what she said, but military was there. But our goal wasn't to go to the Capitol to destroy or to pull anyone out, to hang anyone, as some of the people said, or to destroy anything. That wasn't our goal. Our goal was to demand resolution to what went on in reference to George Floyd.
To get into the door and bust windows and go put our feet up on desks of Congress members. We wouldn't have made it that far. We would have been shot.
She said we wouldn't have made it that far. We didn't have the idea to even try to make it, period. Not say make it that far. We didn't choose to make it that far. That wasn't our goal. Our goal was to get the Floyd family and the community there and the rest of the United States some answers and some results into getting the killings, the senseless killings of black people by the hands of police officers stopped. And it was only through protest. It wasn't through destruction and destroying as these people did.
We would have been tear gassed. We would rubber bullets. That would have happened before we made it there. We need to call it what it is. It's white supremacy. It was white privilege. And it was the call of our president.
Now, do you see why I played that video? She stated it was white supremacy. It's white privilege. And in the next video, you're going to see just that. White supremacy. It's not LB calling. They call it themselves by the things and the actions that they chose to portray out. But you're going to see it. Now, per CBS 12 News, it said the Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood shared footage on his Facebook page of an encounter between police and a group of people who faced citations for littering in downtown West Palm Beach. CBS 12 News also said in the video, the people are hurling racial insults at the officers. One man called the officer the N-word. The group also gives the Nazi salute. I'm going to say it again. One man called an officer the N-word. The group also gives the Nazi salute from the back of a U-Haul pickup truck. Yes, they did. And also, the one man who was giving the saying the N-word, he also gave the salute from inside the pickup truck. You'll see that video footage as well. Now, Sheriff Chitwood wrote on Facebook, just a warning, the BS you hear in the video is vile and racist. Then he stated, kudos to the West Palm Beach police officers who showed incredible poise. We're going to say that one more time. He said, kudos to the West Palm Beach police officers who showed incredible poise and restraint in the face. Let's see. In the face of pathetic white supremacist scum. I'm going to say that one more time. Sheriff Chitwood said, kudos to the West Palm Beach police officers who showed incredible poise and restraint. Poise and restraint in the face of pathetic white supremacist scum. Sheriff Chitwood said that. Not LB, I'm just reading what he said. He said that. Yeah, he did. All right. Also, per CBS 12 News, it says the city of West Palm Beach and the surrounding areas have seen a spat of incidents involving anti-Semitic content being spread in neighborhoods. In mid-January, someone projected a swastika on the side of a building in downtown West Palm Beach. In late January, police arrested 33-year-old Nicholas Bisham for resisting an officer. He refused to provide officer his identification when stopped for tossing litter from a U-Haul truck. Just as it just happened in Atlantis. He told police he had the right to distribute First Amendment protected information. You got a right to distribute it, but not litter it. A few weeks ago, Bison told news cameras the January 6th attack. Now, y'all listen to this right here, especially what's going on down in Florida. Anyway, with the number 45. A few weeks ago, Bison told news cameras the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol served as an awakening for him. And that he's trying to save his country. He's trying to save his country. He bought America. This is his country. He bought it. He paid for it. He got the deed to the title deed to America. This is his country. He bought and paid for it. So he's trying to save the country that he paid for. Okay. Just last week, Palm Beach County Commissioners passed an emergency ordinance that prohibits anyone from projecting or placing anti-Semitic or hateful images and logos on all public or private buildings and structures without written permission from the owner. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all sit back and y'all look at this mess right here.
White cucks like you, I don't give a fuck about either of you faggots. The only thing that's stopping us is you guys got your fucking badges on and shit.
It's the guns. It ain't the badges.
That's it. Fucking clowns. Clowns. Quit licking your fucking lips, dude. It's weird.
Okay, so right now we're investigating littering, crime, citations, and I need identification from everyone here. If not, you're going to go to jail.
Littering crime?
Yes.
I have to go and grab my backpack.
I have no problem.
Yeah, my ID's in my backpack. This nigger is getting in my face.
Sir, would you like to get
your
ID?
Yeah, I would.
Okay,
away from this nigger.
Let's get your ID.
Dude, fucking see this nigger? See what he's doing? He's intimidated. Can I get in here? Fucking aggressive nigger. It's fucking aggressive.
No weapons in here. Right?
Shut up, nigger. No weapons.
Sir, I'm going to take this.
This is me.
I'm not taking it. I'm going to put it right here while you get your stuff, okay? Go ahead.
This is the hard part, man, huh? When I call you a nigger to your face, and you got to act like a white man and detain yourself, huh, nigger? This is hard for you, huh? Your low IQ wants to fucking attack me, doesn't it? Over a fucking word, nigger. Doesn't it? Yeah, it does. You are a fucking science experiment from the Jew. You're all free to leave. Have a good day.
All right, Officer Testosterone, pick Mystery Meat Hybrid. All right, nigger. See you later.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, shut up, nigger.
Good,
shut up, nigger. No one cares about your fucking
follow
gay opinion,
law,
you faggot.
Okay?
Follow the law, you... Hey, faggot, nigger. Shut the fuck up. Fuck you, nigger.
Guys, can drop the link to the entropy. Appreciate all the love and support.
Hey, great work today, guys. Everyone holding their cool. Good work. That was awesome. Romans up for everyone here. Romans up. There we go. Romans. Good work, everyone. Good work.
And here to say, he said, Romans up. He didn't know that littering is a crime. But guys, I want you to look at something. I'm going to go back. I'm going to see if I can.
From the Jew. Y'all free to-
I'm just going to scrim through. I want y'all to see exactly where he's at. You see that right there? Wells Fargo Reserve. They're the bank. This dude is doing all this at a bank. And you see all the gentlemen there? There's a lot of gentlemen out there. Stop right there. There's a lot of gentlemen out there. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, him, the one that he was calling the nice word to. Yeah. Actually, I think there was another brother there too. Just Pat. I think that's him right there, the other brother. Oh, I ain't for sure. He might not be. That might just be a shade on him. But I think there was another brother there. Nah, I thought he was. He's not. He's not a brother. He just tanned up real good. He's down in Florida. It's hot. You know, they bake down there. You know, they can pass for light skin down there. Or white people can. And, you know, it's a good thing. Everybody across, a lot of people across America try to get the same color and a lot of the white brothers down in Florida. But I showed that to show you. This dude called him the nice word 13 times. 13. If you don't understand what I'm saying, go back and count it yourself. That's what I had to do. But this right here, that right there's a symbol of the word niggas. This right here. Mm-hmm. That's representative of a king, niggas. That's really where the word came from. N-E-G-U-S, niggas, a niggus. Yes. Now, I got that on screen just to show you. It is a title in the Ethiopian Semitic languages. It denotes a monarch such as the Negus, Anigus, Bari, tongue tied there, king of the sea, of the Medjri Bari kingdom in pre-1890 Ethra, and the Negus in the pre-1974 Ethiopia. There's more information here. The Negus is referred to as Al-Najashi in the Islamic tradition. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. People, when people are calling you that nice word, smile, because they're really calling you a king. They just can't pronounce it the way it's supposed to be. I said supposed to be pronounced. Just like I just messed up suppose. I said supposed to be. People are always messing up that niggas word. But it's okay. Just know, brothers and sisters, they calling us kings. That's all they're doing. They just don't know what they're doing. They're calling us kings. Just a little note for us. Don't look at that word as he called him 13 times. Nicely 13 times. Niggas. He didn't know how to pronounce it right. But it's okay. It's okay. Just take it as him calling you a wonderful, nice, handsome, inspiring. He admires you as a king. But once again, law enforcement shows how they can handle people when they are under duress, when they are being called all types of slurred words, ill-mannered words. The dude could have been cited also for disorderly conduct for all that he was going through. We've seen it plenty of times. When the police didn't like what was being said, and they manhandled them with the force, with the clubs, with the mace, with all they can do. But once again, America shows Florida, where number 45 resides, down that coast, shows this is how you can handle all Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, y'all can leave your thoughts in the comment section. If you will, please share, like. Until next time, y'all be good.